W Mobile.
Off to this afternoon, Dave, W2T at home.
And that big black cloud that's coming over Foothills Flyers. I've been flying out of Foothills today, and there's this big black cloud that's coming up behind me. I decided to get in the car and head out.
Well, there's a thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Greenville County, northern Greenville County, and northern Spartanburg County, northeast, northwestern, both of those. So, yeah, there's a chance of you getting wet if you stick around.
1 minute flight then, or 10, 15 minutes flight, so half hour to 45 minutes of flying. That satisfied my addiction for today, anyway.
Well, at least you did get some flying in, and all. Of course, your buddy Steve is up on the mountainside playing up around up there with Fred today.
Yeah, I heard that. He was going to try to get down here, but with the rain, he probably decided no use.
Why come down here when it's dry up there where he is or something? Well, of course, it could be raining up there, too, come to think of it.
Well, tomorrow it's only 14% chance, so we'll get a lot more flying time tomorrow than today.
That's good. And also, anyway, but good to hear. I heard you talking about stuff earlier, so sounds like you've been working on some other projects, too, at the house.
So cleaned out the storage shed and got a lot of stuff to haul off there. Made multiple trips over there, going through my dad's old ham gear, reviving some of it and letting some of it go. Can't keep it all.
Yeah, only so much of it can stick around, because after a while there's just no place to put it. I understand that entirely. And so he must have had a good... Would you have a storage building where it was all storage for a while?
Yeah, and I just got 2 men in a truck to go over there and pick it up and empty it. And so it was in my garage and in the sunroom. I've got everything out of the garage now, so we're down to 1 room left of stuff to go through.
Project, and it's been how many years now since that since you had to go through that stuff?
Before my mom passed away, it was with her in her house, but after she passed away, that's when everything went in storage. Yeah, and it was time to quit paying the storage bill. Hey, that bill went up over double since she passed away, over double what it was when I first got it, and so it is time to do something about that. They priced themselves out of business for me, anyway. But found some gems in there, my dad's radios. I bought him 2 meter radios because I didn't think he had any. He had two good Kenwood radios that I put a little bit of work into them and got them functioning 100%.
Well, that's good. How long has it been since your mom passed? I'd forgotten when that was.
I was looking the other day. It's 4 years now.
Yeah, that's about like me and Ruth when she passed. It's been, I got looking the other day, and it's been 9 years since she passed. So, you know, it's been a while, as they say.
Time doesn't stand still. It sure doesn't. But I just met a guy, a flyer. He was out there. There was down to 3 people were left. And he came up to me and introduced himself and said he was retired from Milliken. And that's where my dad worked. I told him my dad worked there. He asked him what his name was. I'm thinking, you know, one in a million chances he knows him. He worked in the office next to my dad. He knew my dad the whole time my dad was working there.
Well, how about that? Sometimes things will, happen for the right thing.
Yeah, he was the plant manager out at Packolet Mill for many, many years. He said when he first met my dad was out there wiring up something for him that he wanted automated instead of manual. And that's when he first met him. And then eventually he changed jobs. He wasn't a plant manager anymore. He was working at the main office where my dad worked. And their offices were right across the hall from each other. That's a small world.
That for sure, that for sure. And things like that, you know, and you never know when you're going to run into somebody that, you know, that knew your family or things like that. I've had that happen before. and you know, and strange things, because people that I knew from years ago that I hadn't seen in ages, and all of a sudden you know, they pop up, and it just happens. And well, glad you're getting things cleaned away like you want. I'm sure that, you know, you'll hope that hopefully some of that stuff will, you know, be put to good use as things go on, and you find homes for some of that stuff.
A lot of that, well, while we had that storage shed, Amy had put, like, books and stuff in there of hers, so, and you do that little over a four-year period, it adds up after a while. You don't think about it, a little bit here, a little bit there. So half of the stuff that's in the sunroom are her books she's got to go through. She's got a library now. It used to be my old airplane room. So a lot of those books will go into her library. But she's very particular about what goes in the library and what doesn't. So that's to be seen. Anyway, some of the stuff I already gave away, like they had a love seat left over, and my cousin's got a lot of the furniture, but this one nobody wanted. I put it on Facebook Marketplace this past week, and before an hour was over, four people asked for it, and I told them, the first one gets here and takes it home. That thing was gone within 2 hours of my posting it on Facebook.
Well, yeah, that means it went to a good home, and somebody's going to have a chance to make use of it, and it'll be around for a while, as they say.
Yeah, she sent her son over to pick it up. He said that she knew one of the guys that I went to high school with, Tony Upperman, and she just said on Facebook, Tony, and I thought it was my cousin, but it was a different one. It's one I went to high school with, so yeah, it's got a good home.
Good. That's always good. You never know where things are going to go, what things are going to do, and how they're going to be taken care of, and you hope for the best.
Sky over this way in Greer, but I don't see any rain yet. How about you?
Well, over here where I am, keep in mind, I'm over here in Spartanburg, and I'm in the lower end of the county, so I probably won't see anything. I hope it holds off long enough for these guys to get through paving my road out here today.
Yeah, you're probably ready for them to be gone, huh? How long have they been there now? W4DJW.
W2T, about 5 weeks now, and I found out the other day from the DOT man that was over here checking on the project that they're a little bit behind schedule, like about 2 weeks, and they over here, they were lacking off on getting things done, and I noticed the other day that the DOT guy was over here, and he was checking up on things, and one of the things he was doing was checking where the road was, where they were supposed to be paving it and getting it ready, you know, for a final coat. And they had taken and put the grooves in the road, yet they've been letting it sit here. And then heavy trucks and everything have been going over that road, tractor trailer rigs, and, of course, all of their heavy equipment, all their dump trucks and things. And they were tearing it up before they even got, you know, after they got it grooved. Got the grooves in it, they didn't get back quick enough to pave it, and the two DOT guys that were over here the other day looked to be very upset with this whole group.
Like anybody else, they're doing the best they can to get by, probably biting off a little bit more than they can chew, just because you know, it's kind of hard. That's hard planning. I feel for them. They've got a tough job, but I bet you like driving home on that fresh new blacktop, though, huh?
Well, when they get it all back on the same level again, yeah, I will be. And they woke me up at 7:30 this morning, with all their stuff. And of course, I had been up till 2 o'clock this morning and on the radio until that time. So, needless to say, I was not looking to be awakened at 7:30 this morning.
To me, but the older I get, the earlier I wake up. I usually get up about between 5 and 6 just because my eyes pop wide open and it doesn't do any good to lay there because I get wide awake. So I just get up and get some coffee and then wait for Amy to get up.
Well, usually I get up around, I will usually wake up anywhere from 6:30 to 7, but that's when I get to bed by midnight. But like I said, I was on nets until 2 o'clock this morning, so, you know, that means it was 2:30 before I went with that racket coming down the road at 7:30 this morning. That kind of, you know, took and got me up, and I would like to have had at least one more hour's worth of sleep, you know.
Yeah, I know. When you stay up late like that, sometimes I get hung up on a prod bridge and have to do the same thing. Hey, who's going to take your place as the, what was that, section manager? Was that the position you held? You got any idea who's going to fill that gap?
Section traffic manager? Nope. Mark is still looking for somebody, and I don't think he's found anybody yet, because right now he's having all the reports sent to him, so I don't know. You know, I had that job for 7 years, and I've gotten involved in a lot of other things that are, you know, my other hobbies and things like that. So that's why I stepped back from it, because I've been part of the state ARL group for 10 years now. And it was time for me to step back and, you know, take another look at things and see, because my other hobbies, I wanted to devote a little more time to my barber shopping and things like that, too. So, you know, I just finally had to tell Mark that, hey, it's time for me to step back and find somebody else to do this.
Well, I get that. I understand it. You can take on too much. I definitely agree to that. At points in my life, I've had to step back and say, I got to get my life back in my control instead of everybody else's. I know what that's all about, Rusty. Anyway, I'm at home. I'm going to try to unload before the bottom falls out. It's looking dark over here in Greer. Good talking to you. WU2T, W4DJW. Catch you later, Rusty.
All right. You have a good afternoon and stay dry. WU2T clear.
KB2HXS mobile.
Nobody on here, won't they?
I sure will.
What are you up to today?
No good, like normal. Actually, I got to go to a customer's house and doing a quick checkup on the system. The condenser I installed last week. It's the first chance I had. I've been busy all week, so I'm going to go over and hang the gauges on it, and then going to be picking up the old condenser. The insurance man, the insurance adjuster was there, and they looked at it, and they said, okay, I can go get it. So, excellent.
You can use it for parts, huh?
No, not this one. It's going to get scrapped. Lightning hit it, took out the compressor, took out the defrost board, blew a hole in the coil. The only thing that actually might be salvageable would be the condenser motor, but I don't even know how long that would last. Yeah, I wouldn't want to sell it to somebody I would sell it as a used part, not a brand new part, but, you know, I can't guarantee it, you know, so I'd just scrap it and be done with it.
So, you know, hey, take it all the parts and sell the parts and make a buck or two. But, anyway, well, good. You'll probably get wet if you're going up towards where Dave was talking up there at his house. He said that black cloud followed him home, and it looks like it's about ready to dump a few barrels of water on him.
Yeah, I'm actually heading towards Traveler's Rest right on State Park Road down there. So she lives on this side of 25. So I don't know if the unit's in the garage, so... I'm meeting Jimmy over there. He's going to have his trailer, so throw it on a trailer, strap it down, and go.
Yep, that'll probably be the good deal. That'll probably be the good deal then. Oh, so anyway, good to hear you in here. And you probably heard my lamenting to Dave about the folks from the paving company showing up at just about dark 30 this morning and waking me up.
Got that little dark 30 wake-up call on a Saturday. My God, they're making overtime. Someone's making money today.
Well, they're trying to keep from losing money because they're about 2 weeks behind on the job.
Why are they 2 weeks behind? Was it weather-related or other?
I have no clue. There were a couple of good weather days, and they weren't here. Don't know where they were working. You know, they were on a, they're working both ends of this road, the side that's on one side of Blackstock Road and the, on the other side of Blackstock Road where it goes down two directions. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, and then there was one day here when they were trying to, last week one day they were trying to do paving, and they were paving, you know, my side of the road over here. And their crews sat for 2 hours without having any asphalt to be delivered. The asphalt plant had shut down, and they didn't have a backup source of asphalt. So for 2 hours, their crews sit around doing nothing.
Jeez. What a job, huh? Get paid to sit there. Hey, if I sat around in someone's air conditioner not doing anything, I'd get yelled at.
But due to the fact that this, there was, you know, they had all that crew out there, and they were in the lane, and they had, you know, gone so far, and they were coming down the road putting down the asphalt, and, you know, and they couldn't do anything because they had no trucks with asphalt to go on. But boy, they kept them going. They started at 7:30, and by the time I got back over to my house, I left here about 9:30, and by the time I got back about 12:30, they were already up to the almost to the school up there. They were paving the road in front of the school, and now I guess they're coming around. They're taking and coming back down the other lane. So hopefully they're going to get all my end of the road done today, which will make me happy.
Yeah, that sounds excellent. Now, you're in, where are you, in Lyman? Is that what you told me last time?
No, I'm over here. My address is Moore, over here off of, in Spartanburg County, and back off of Reeville Road and Anderson Mill Road, back out in here. It's down, but I live closer to Roebuck than I live to Moore.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that last time. Yeah, they're doing a lot of work out that way. I got a friend of mine, in fact, my bass player lives in Moore, down off of Spartanburg Road, I think it is.
Old Georgia Road, which is over here, and of course it's a state road, so the state is in charge of the group that's out here doing the paving. It's not a Spartanburg County road, it's a state road, so fun.
Okay, it definitely sounds like it. But yeah, when I go pick Tom up, the heck is I take, 290 or 291 out through Duncan and Moore, and I turn right on Spartanburg, and he lives down that way.
Oh, I know exactly where that road is. Yeah, I can be there in about, I can be where that turn is. Yeah, that's the Moore-Duncan Highway, Highway 290. You go down like you're headed to Moore down there, and when you get down there, about a mile out of where the crossroads is down there, you hang a right and go down on Old Spartanburg Highway. I know exactly where that is out there. Used to run that route for my when I was with Orkin Exterminating, and then also when I was driving for the hospital system, they're driving their buses. So, yep, I know where all of that is.
I lives in a trailer down there. There's three trailer homes on a plot down there, and he rents one of those. He doesn't drive, so either a lead singer and Jimmy got to pick him up, JJ will pick him up, or it depends if we got practice or something on a Sunday and Jimmy can't make it, one of us will get him over to the house. But yeah, Tom's a good old boy.
What kind of music y'all play?
Kind of bluesy kind of stuff, blues. We're writing some music, in fact. We have a radio station interview tomorrow. I think it's on at 4:05 to 4:20 tomorrow afternoon, and we're coming out with a single. We do some cover tunes, you know, some older country, some rock, you know, nothing too heavy.
It's the director of our barbershop chorus. He plays with a band. And they play quite a bit around the area, so, tune in. I just wondered what, you know, what kind of music and all his group plays, plays a good bit. They have a lot of gigs going, and he has to schedule his gigs between barbershop rehearsals and performances.
Yeah, we actually have our first gig as a band because we're done in the studio right now. Got a little, some remixing to do, a couple of overdubs to fix up here and there, but we're going to be playing up at Shaking D's on the 16th of October. We'll be there raising the roof.
Well, of course, our barbershop course is going to be starting performances back in 2 weeks from 2 weeks from this Sunday, this Monday, rather, or another week from this Monday, whatever it is. And we're going to be back performing, and we're getting ready for competition, which is going to be in November up in Hendersonville area. So a lot of things going on. Well, I'll let you get back, and I'll get back over here on what I'm working on the computer and see if I can get done with it. Then I'll go fuss at somebody who was supposed to be calling some digital nets this afternoon who didn't bother to show up. And he's the vice president of our international club. So anyway, we'll talk to you later. Be careful out there. Be clear on your final, W2T.
All right, sir. W2T, KB2HXS. Have a good afternoon. I'm going to be listening out for another 8 minutes until I get to the house. See ya. 73.
2HXS. And 4MMW.
XS here. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Just backed in the driveway.
Be there in 7 minutes, according to the gibbous.
All right. I'll see you when you get here. In 4MMW.
Yes, sir. Roger Beacon. Over and out. KB2HXS.